Here's a report on last Thursday's Medford School Board meeting with Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
We held our meeting at the high school. We did that so that the school board and anyone present at the meeting could get a tour of the pool and of the bleachers. And so we started with the pool. The pool had passed all of the inspections, you know, the state inspection, the local inspection. That was all done and finished Thursday afternoon. We could have went swimming last night, but the school board chose not to jump in. So again, we went through the locker rooms, we went through the storage area, we went through the mechanical room, the office, which again has that door from the parking lot for the public to use as we move into this school year and work on public hours for the pool. So we just couldn't be more pleased. I think the first thank you, I know where the first thank you goes, and that goes to our taxpayers, to our voting taxpayers here in this district, passing that referendum and making that possible. And then there was some for that pool project, you know, WeatherShield donated a window. When you go in there and you see that big, beautiful window, letting in the sunlight during the day, it just really adds to that project. We will hold a open house at some point here in the very near future, and have people come up and be able to walk around and look at everything. The bleacher project, we were very excited again about that too. You know, the board went out there, we walked up and down the bleachers, got a good look at them. The press box will not be used this year. That is something that will be in our budget for next year to get, you know, to get retrofitted to be able to use, you know, run the power to it, put the windows in, which again were donated by WeatherShield, the doors, the walls. But that won't be something we'll use this year. We'll still use the press box on the other side of the field for this football season. We talked a little bit then about the middle school parking lot project. Things are going along great there. If you haven't been by there, you know, it is paved. The lines are drawn. They've got to do some landscaping in the water retention area and along the borders. There's some fence going up, I think, as we speak. So that project is moving along, real well. Spectrum is our broker, our health insurance broker. They were there last night, made a presentation on why they think that the school district should go out to bid for its health insurance. Right now we do have security health insurance. But the board did vote last night, and it was unanimous to go out for bid. And so we are going to go through that process to see, you know, what would be the best fit for the Medford School District now going forward, starting January 1st with health insurance. So we'll take a look at that this year. Lisa Kopp was there last night. She's our ag instructor, and she updated the board on the barn project. Not a lot of change from last month, but, we are – we feel we're going to be able to start the project fairly soon. Hopefully they'll be able to, get the walls up and be able to work on the inside through the winter. She is still out looking for donations, and if anyone is interested in donating to that project, to that, great project, contact anyone in the school district. We'll get you to talk to the right people. In the meantime, that property that we bought does have a barn on it, and we are going to, with a lot of volunteer work from the FFA alumni and then our maintenance guys for the school district, we are going to have that be a working barn this year. We are going to be able to use that and have some animals in there. So we're excited about that. But the real barn, the new barn that we're building with the classroom involved in it, that's probably something that, it's possible it could be built by the end of the school year, but probably won't be used as much until next school year. We'll move into it, full time. We had Joe Greggett last night give a report on the education for employment. This is a mandate from the state, and he just updated the board on the different requirements as the state has passed on to make sure that kids are aware of, exposed to, different professions and, how we implement that in the school district. So that was Mr. Greggett last night giving his report. our finance director, Jeff Albers, was there, and he had great news. Now that the dust has settled on the 16-17 school year, the Medford School District had a surplus of $583,507. The school board allocated $180,000 to be dispersed in additional increases to salary and to hourly rate employees. So how this broke down was our professional staff, and this would be our teachers, if they were making less than $50,000 a year, they received a $1,000 increase to their salary. If they were making more than $50,000 a year, they received $250. So they got a $250 increase to their salary if they were above $50,000. Our support staff, that's our custodians, our aides, our secretaries, our cooks, if they were making less than $15 an hour, they were given a 50-cent raise. If they were making more than $15 an hour, they received a 20-cent raise. So now, this is on top of the increase that we had already approved a couple months ago. We did exempt the administrative team from this additional increase, so they were not a part of that at all. This went to our teachers and to our support staff. And again, there still is money left in this surplus because it was we used $180,000 of the $583,000 for these additional increases, and the rest of that now the finance committee and the full board will decide how much of that goes to fund balance. Perhaps some of it may go to help us pay for some of the overages in the referendum projects, but that'll be decided as we move on.
Our thanks to Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan.